The success of the first market created a real buzz about the area along the river.
Unfortunately, we got a late start and barely pulled it off.
Forrest French chairs the Tappahannock Main Street program.
We were able to attract enough vendors to make the first market a success. And then I think due to the location, it's the same location that the Tappahannock farmers used to pull up to in their trucks and sell out of the back of their trucks for the last 30 or 40 years. That and just the visibility, we were able to get more vendors the next time out and more the next time and more the following time. So the Fountain Green is where we started in Cross Street. And by the last market of the season, we had enough to start to fill up the courthouse green, which is around the corner.
Vendors, he said, regularly sold out of their products, and local businesses were pleased with a real boost in sales from the large numbers of people who came to buy fresh produce.
Everybody in the community came out. It had great support, had great support from sponsors, and we would have live music act and a featured artist for each market. It was just a really fun event.
The market's success, French said, also got the attention of town council.
They are 100% behind us with financial support and any other type of support that we need from them.
According to the Northern Neck News, at next Monday's town council meeting, the mayor is expected to create a revitalization committee to work in conjunction with the Main Street program. French says the town is stepping up to the plate. The program has some big ideas.
We've got waterfront right at our historic district that is really not accessible to the public. So one of our real overarching goals is to eventually have a public pier and provide access to the water, and possibly down the road some sort of public park down on the water. And in general, economic development and filling vacant storefronts, things like that, in the traditional district.
The Daw Theater is also on the to-do list.
Which used to be the only theater in town for years and years. The owner stabilized the building and is just waiting for essentially an entity to come in and try to establish it again as a theater.
The Main Street program is also working with the Essex County Arts Center to develop a performing arts education center in a colonial-era courthouse that was once the home of the Beale Memorial Baptist Church.
The Beale Sanctuary is owned by the county. It needs a nonprofit entity to come in and take charge.
The 6,000-square-foot brick building has a stage, storage areas, and classrooms. There's information at TappahannockMainStreet.org. The group plans to get an earlier start on next year's farmers market, lining up vendors in February.
Best place would be to go to the website, and that one is TappahannockMarket.com. And we'll have a market manager that they can contact, and she will make all the arrangements to get them applications and things.
In fact, French added, market manager Lindsay Atkins was a big reason for their success this year. John Ogle, WCVE News.